Carnivores Don't Get Sunburn. Hosted by Carrie Mann. Dive into the extraordinary journey of rediscovering optimal health through the carnivore diet. Here, we share powerful transformations from reversing chronic illnesses to achieving peak human potential. Each episode, we'll explore the real stories of those who've turned their lives around, embracing a diet that's as natural as the sun. Stay tuned as we uncover the science, the success stories, and the secrets to thriving on this ancestral diet. Plus, don't miss our exciting documentary highlights featuring a diverse range of carnivore champions. Ready to challenge the conventional? Let's get started.
So the very first day, I'm watching your videos, his videos. I think I spent 8 hours, but you don't really know what it feels like until you're absolutely healthy like I am right now. Like I said, I could not walk. I huffed and puffed, and snoring was another thing. I'm surprised my husband even stayed in bed with me at night because it was horrible. Depression was at an all-time high. I had fibroids so bad that I was in bed. Muscle cramps were terrible. My hair loss, oh my gosh, I was getting so thin up here. Psoriasis, rosacea, my cheeks were always ripped. Skin tags, gut issues, you know how that goes. Constant bloat. Now I'm just eating the way I should eat, properly. My body's dealing with things that they need to deal with. My mind is dealing with everything it needs to deal with. And it's just, I just can't say enough.
Hello and welcome. Carrie here from Healing Humanity, the power of a proper human diet. And today I'm thankful, grateful, blessed to invite Becky on the channel. She has a YouTube channel of her own. I love the name, at Jesus and Carnivore. I'll have a link in the description for that. Welcome, Becky. How are you doing today?
I am excellent. How are you?
I'm doing better than I deserve. I stole that from, I think Dave Ramsey says that, but I definitely am. I'm so thankful. I heard your story. You joined the group Jen and I started, Return to Natural, and you posted a testimonial in there, and it really touched me. It was a powerful testimony, and I wanted to share your story on here. You agreed to come on, so I thank you for that. So maybe if we could get started, could you just tell us, how did you find carnivore? Like, what is your carnivore story?
Well, it was kind of a sit around the table talk after church. There was a gentleman that moved here from Florida, and he has severe autoimmune issues. And everyone started talking about this carnivore diet that this guy was on and how crazy it is. And, oh, it's not sustainable. And anytime I hear things like that, I have an automatic reaction to do research. I'm just one of those types of people. Anything I hear that's out of the ordinary, but it's not too crazy, I just do my research. So then I had noticed there was two other gentlemen from church, and they started getting incredibly smaller. And these are very big men. And I asked them what they were doing, come to find out they're doing carnivore. So immediately I just went home, and my father-in-law is 86 years old, and he's on carnivore. And I had actually heard about Dr. Barry from him. So this was before I started, and got on YouTube, started watching Dr. Barry's videos, found yours. This is all in one day. So the very first day, I'm watching your videos, his videos. I think I spent 8 hours that day because I stay at home, cleaning the house. I would have it on, just cranking up. And I started doing that. And that very day, I went shopping and I just started eating just what I knew. I didn't have all the information I needed. I just knew that I had to eat animal-based pretty much. But the first week I had eggs with avocados just because that's something I was used to. And then I cut that out. The very next week, I just started eating eggs and meat. And then the eggs weren't any good for me anymore. I wasn't satisfied. And then I just started meat. And I decided to go strict 90 days. My original plan was strict 90 days. And then I'm just going to start doing adding stuff in. I got to 90 days. I felt so good. I thought, there's no reason to add anything in. Why add something in when I don't need to? I was only saying that to people because I didn't want them to think I was quote unquote crazy. Because I was getting all the looks all the time, you know, going over to the dinners, and I would bring my own steak with me. And then until my father-in-law, of course, is, I mean, his brain fog's gone. He's preaching still at 86. He's our main preacher. He's up there every Saturday and he's doing his thing. And he doesn't, before carnivore, I would notice that he would kind of, the services were going longer than usual. He would just ramble on more. Once you start a carnivore, he doesn't do that anymore. He's on the ball and he's 86. And so it's nice having that on my side as well as the other people in the church. And I think there's going to be more and more people after they see all the changes in others. I originally started because of weight loss. I always thought the way I felt was normal. I thought it was normal to have my psoriasis, and I'm probably going to have to take drugs the rest of my life if I ever did. And I wouldn't. So I never took drugs. I thought my arthritis pain, you know, you always mention the pain in your elbow. Mine was so, so extreme that I could not even put any weight upon it. I could not walk further than without pain. That is, I mean, get up, take a few steps and that's it. Huffing, puffing, just so out of shape. Even after, I would say, 2 years of very strict whole foods. And when I say whole foods, I'm talking quinoa, everything organic. All my vegetables were organic. All of my meat was grass-fed. Of course, I very rarely ate meat, but if I did, it was grass-fed. And the only meat I ate was chicken. I had salmon, and those were pretty much the only thing on the list of this diet. I ate a lot of salmon. I ate a lot of chicken, a lot of kale. I had a thing of kale in my refrigerator up until when I started carnivore. There was a bag of kale in my fridge. I juiced all the time, and it was always kale. There was always kale, spinach, an apple to sweeten things up a little bit, and other vegetables I just throw in there. Ginger, you know how it goes. Lemon. All the time. I was just throwing oxalates in my body constantly. My arthritis never went away. I think I've noticed more severe pain in those 2 years than ever. And from those 2 years, so from 2017 to 2019, I was strict. 2 years, no sugar, no processed foods, just eating clean and all organic. All organic. Organic beans, if I had beans. Organic. As a matter of fact, I put a little thing of all the foods I ate right in front of here. Kidney beans, organic. Organic heirloom almonds. Steel cut oats, organic. Chickpea pasta. I didn't eat pasta for 2 years. And even after that, so after I stopped being strict and I started getting more into the standard American, more like it was still organic and still more, more plant-based still. I would make lasagna with, what do you call that? The big old, oh my gosh, eggplant. Eggplant lasagna was, my husband never told me he hated it so much, but he would eat it anyway. I'm like, why didn't you just tell me? I wouldn't have ate it. I wouldn't have made it anymore. But I did eggplant lasagna. Tacos were a weekly thing. Like I say, all the pasta we had was always chickpea or black bean or something. So ingredients were always important. What the good thing about what that started for me with that other diet was that I started reading every ingredient. But the other thing is seed oils. I didn't do seed oils. I did olive oil and coconut, but I didn't know about seed oils. I didn't know the reason I wasn't eating them. I just wasn't eating them because it wasn't on this particular plan I was on. And I did always fry up my taco shells in corn oil, vegetable oil, whatever. All the salad dressings that I loved, I ate tons of salad, but who likes salad? I had to have my cheese and my croutons. And yeah. If it didn't, I wouldn't eat it with just the dressing. Who does that? Who just goes and eats a thing of lettuce? I mean, that's ridiculous. Tomatoes. I didn't know tomatoes flare up people with arthritis. And I wouldn't have the arthritis to begin with if I didn't eat all that stuff. So oxalates, 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 all just for years, I was killing myself with oxalates and high sugars. I went on a fast once because I'm a very extreme. Like I said, when I do something, I go the whole. I'm not someone who just says, I tried that. It didn't work for me. I try it. I did a proper food combining. You ever heard of that?
No.
So proper food combining is where you can only eat specific foods at a specific time with a specific foods. For instance, you cannot have meat and potatoes. You can have potatoes, but you can't have meat and potatoes together. You can have potatoes with veggies, or you can have potatoes with fat. So butter, potatoes, or cream, whatever. Meat, vegetables only. Fruits had to be spread out to where sweet fruit, acidic fruit, and so on. So I would get up every morning, and I did this for about a year, pretty strict. I lost 60 pounds in 3 months, yes. So I want people to understand that just because you lose weight doesn't mean you're healthy. 60 pounds in 3 months, and I probably gained diabetes or pre-diabetes from it because I was eating so much fruit. I'd wake up of a morning and have 5 bananas. Stuffed down 5 bananas, and I only ate 1 meal a day because I always wanted fat on my meal, and you're only allowed to have fat. They claim it takes 12 hours to digest. So it was basically based on digestion. So I would have fruits of a morning. Wouldn't usually even eat anything at around noon. But if I did, it would be fruits again, because I didn't want to wait 5 hours before I could eat my meal. Because if I ate a starch like rice, I'd have to wait 5 hours. And it was just a mess. But I did lose weight. But it was also unsustainable. I was very hangry all the time. Very angry. And it didn't change anything. And just like the only reason people feel good when they lose weight is because they got the weight off. And so they're happy about that. But you don't really know what it feels like until you're absolutely healthy like I am right now. Mm. You want me to read off the list of all the things I had?
Yeah, please.
Quick interruption. Thank you so much for watching. If you're interested in learning more about our documentary, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet, or supporting it, please visit donate.healinghumanity.movie. Our goal is to reach millions of people that are hopeless right now, and sharing the examples of real people over the course of 1 year that are undertaking a proper human diet to overcome obesity, type 2 diabetes, depression, anxiety, fertility issues. We couldn't do it without you. We thank you so much. We are also selling these shirts, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet. Every penny we get from those goes towards the documentary. And last, we have memberships. If you click the little join button, it's best to do it on desktop. Under any one of my YouTube videos, you can join and become a member. We have hundreds of members right now. We do members only videos. We do members only behind the scenes. You can email me as a member and I'll answer you. And every penny from that goes to support the documentary. And the last thing is, we have these Redmond's portable salt shakers. These things are awesome. You can get the best salt. You can take it with you. We sell these on the website along with our water bottles and cutting boards, and every penny from all of those goes 100% towards supporting the documentary. You can also sign up for our newsletter, which is completely free. All of these links are in the description below. Thank you so much for your support. Now back to today's video.
Okay. So like I said, I could not walk. I huffed and puffed and I was in pain all the time. That stopped. In 1 week, I was able to walk about a mile with my husband. That was in 1 week. Snoring was another thing. I mean, I'm surprised my husband even stayed in bed with me at night because it was horrible. I'd go to visit people and I'd be so embarrassed because I know they heard me all night long snoring. Depression was at an all-time high. One of the reasons for depression could be my alcohol consumption. And another definite reason was because I had fibroids so bad that I was in bed a lot. So every month, at least for 7 days, I was just stuck. I was so anemic that I was told I should probably go get a blood transfusion, and I refused. I said, no, I'm not doing that. My blood pressure always been high. The last I checked, right after I started carnivore, it was, because I hadn't checked it in forever, was 173 or something like that, over 110. And my recent numbers, I took it this morning, it was 128 over 86, which is, I mean, that's good for me, being someone who, I've home birthed my children, So during those times, I've always had my blood pressure taken. It's always been in the 140s, 150s. Normal for me would be probably 130s, just normal. But it's also been recently in the 120s, 118. So it's a lot better than 175 or 173 over 110. I was starting to get frightened, but everyone's like, that I talked to is, maybe it's the carnivore. No, this is just a process. Things have to get worse before they get better. They always do. Muscle cramps were terrible. I was getting them all the time. I was crying because they were so bad. Even though I took magnesium, it just didn't seem to work. My hair loss, oh my gosh. I was getting so thin up here. Now my hair is thicker. It's darker. How does that happen? I got darker hair. It's thicker. Psoriasis. I had a big spot right here. And on the back of my head was very itchy all the time. And I had the scaling going on. It's gone. Muscle cramps, I mentioned that. Rosacea. My cheeks were always red. I mean, I just have very red. Would get blotchy. Like right now, talking to you, being as nervous as I am, I would have blotches all over. It was just an automatic reaction to anything, stress of any level. I would just get blotchy. Skin tags. Now, I didn't notice skin tags. I didn't realize they were insulin resistance until I listened to Dr. Barry, and he was talking about skin tags. Well, when I was watching the video, I started feeling around, and they're all gone, and I had a lot of them. I was putting apple cider vinegar, taping it to myself, and hoping they'd fall off, and some of them would, but I got tired of that. All I needed was carnivore. My eyes were watery all the time, so I just probably looked like I was drunk all the time when I wasn't. I might have been drunk some of the times, but anyway. My skin, I itched so much. The minute I laid in bed, I don't know if the insomnia was created by that problem, but I would lay in bed and it'd take me an hour or two to get to sleep because I was just itching all the time, my whole body, my back. If I had something on or if there was a seam on my clothing, I had to turn my clothes inside out. I couldn't have any seams touching my skin. I would just itch and scratch. Brain fog. I'm normally a very quick-witted, quick-thinking person. I don't speak very quick because I'm a very slow speaker. I've been humbled my life. So I learned not to say things very quickly. So the brain, that I just noticed that I think of things just really quickly, and I have to be careful and slow my progress sometimes because I don't want to get so big-headed, like a know-it-all. So I just, you know how that goes, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Fatigue, of course. Like I said, the cycles were so bad that the fatigue, I was just so used to being in bed all the time that I was just in bed all the time. And that had a lot to do with the depression. And just basically, it's like I wasn't doing anything with the life that God gave me. It's like I was just here existing, and I didn't want to be that person. So then I would be depressed more because I know I'm worthy of doing something better, and I just wasn't doing it because I couldn't do it. Insomnia, I mentioned. Back pain. Now the back pain, I had sciatica for 2 years. I'm talking intense. It caused a lot of nerve damage because I just let it go. I'd go to the chiropractor once a month, one time, get a good crack in, still didn't do anything. It might last for an hour and then it's back to normal again. And after I started carnivore, I decided to start going all the time. So I got set on a good program. I only pay $87 a month and I can go 3 times a week. That's a lot better than $40 for one adjustment. I can go get adjusted 3 times a week. With the chiropractor visit, I also got x-ray that showed that my lower back, by my L3 and L4 and all that, my bones are fused together. So carnivore cannot do that. I can't. There's a lot of things that people have that carnivore, it's too late. Carnivore can't change that. But I'm going to the chiropractor and doing what I need to do with my spine. I had arthritis. I look forward to getting x-rays again in a year to see if the arthritis is still on my spine. my discs were deteriorated. The ones that weren't deteriorated were deteriorating. So I'm looking forward to seeing that as well. And I doubt the deterioration is going to be there anymore. Gut issues, you know how that goes. Constant bloat. This is even with eating good and being thinner. It doesn't matter how much you weigh. If you have gut issues, you have gut issues. Some of the healthiest looking people are the sickest people there is. It doesn't matter how thin you are. I tell my husband that all the time. That person over there is sick. You can tell by looking at them. Just because they're thin doesn't mean they're not. When they got ding dongs in their cart, you know, there's something. My kidney and liver, I used to always get little pains, you know, reeking pains, and I don't have that anymore. So if I had fatty liver at all, I guarantee it's gone now. I haven't been to the doctor as of yet. I do plan on going and getting blood panel done and all that good stuff just for the giggles and the fun. But it ain't going to change the way I am or what I do, no matter what they say. I had no energy, like I say. I had no motivation. I think that's pretty much hit that. Let's see if now I have the opposite. I have motivation. I wake up of a morning every day at 5:30, if not 5:30, 6:30. Sometimes I wake up at 3:30 thinking it's 5:30, and I'll go outside and I'll realize it's just kind of a little too dark. And then I went and I'll go look at the clock and it's 3:30. But the good thing about carnivore is I could get right back in bed and fall right back to sleep. Unlike before, you try to go back to sleep and you're just tossing and turning, and I don't toss and turn anymore. I can get 4 hours sleep, and probably three. I don't want to try it, but if I had to, I could, and be as energetic as ever. I just have so much energy. And that's why I'm doing this, because I want to be used by my God. I want to be able to help others. And if I could figure out YouTube, I will eventually start making my own videos. What else? Oh, I don't get overheated, and I don't sunburn. The whole sunburn thing, I got to test that out. One day I was out on the mower for 3 hours because we have a lot of acreage here. And I came in the house and I was beet red as that Donate Healing Humanity .movie sign. I was that red. And I thought, oh Lordy. And I took a hot bath instantly, because after being out there mowing and getting all that grass and yucky on you, I have to take a bath. I got in that water and didn't feel anything. And ever since, that's why I'm so tan. I've been going to the lake and getting out and being in the sun for hours and nothing. I don't have any, no pilling, no nothing, no burn, no pilling. Contribute that. Oh, my heart doesn't skip anymore. I used to have fluttering all the time. It was kind of a scary fluttering where you feel like it's stopped. You lose a breath and you got to try to get it back. Yeah. That's no more. My temper. I'm just so calm. Everything around me could be going insane and I'd just be sitting there like, oh, okay. My whole mindset is just different. I don't get flustered easily. I do take a deep breath every now and again if something bothers me, and then, you know, but I don't go off the handle. Not that I've always ever been one to do so, but I'm happy all the time. I've always been a happy person. Like if you asked anybody around me, they say, oh, Becky's so sweet, so nice, so happy. I really wasn't happy, but genuinely now I am. So it feels good to be genuinely happy and not faking it to make it.
Right.
And having the smile, it's just automatic. It's always been that way because my mom was always a smiler. But it's happy. I'm very happy. I have joy in my heart. Even though I've been a Christian for many, many years, the true joy has come because my mindset is better. I'm clear thinking. I feel closer to my Lord now more than ever because all of that chaos is out of my life. Now I'm just eating the way I should eat properly. My body's dealing with things that they need to deal with. My mind is dealing with everything it needs to deal with. And it's just, I just can't say enough.
Amazing.
I just love it.
I'm so happy for you. You found this. I love your story. I love the fact that you decided to jump in and do research. I was very similar. It scares me when I hear people say, so wait, you just got to eat meat? And it's like, there's all of these resources like Dr. Barry's videos and things like that, where, because a lot of times I think people are fearful and they're scared and it's just lack of information. That information's all out there. So you did the research and figured this out. It's also really interesting to me. You were saying earlier, you did the Whole Foods thing. You did what you did basically what they told you, like do this, and you were still suffering. I get this comment, Becky, from people all the time. It drives me nuts. They're like, Carrie, this is great. All these things happened to you on carnivore. Your depression's gone. You lost all this weight. Your arthritis is gone. But that would have happened just if you would have gotten rid of the junk food and the sugar. And like you, I did a similar thing. I was on just single ingredient, pretty much plant-based food. I did keto for like a year where I just a little tiny bit of protein, but it was all salads and kale and clean organic food, and I was still suffering, still had depression, still had anxiety, still had all of those things. So
yeah,
what was it like for you the first couple of weeks on carnivore? Like, did you start to notice the brain changes pretty early, or like how long into it was it for you?
The depression lifted the first month. I would say the first 3 weeks. It was just like, I noticed I'm not, and it wasn't, a lot of people will say, well, you lost 60 pounds. I didn't lose 60 pounds the first 3 weeks.
Right.
I wasn't able to walk again because I lost 60 pounds. That all happened. The first month is when the majority of everything happened. Into the second and third month is when the pain from the nerve pain and everything else that's going on in my body that I have carnivore is helping heal. But it wasn't caused by my diet, is that it's all going, it's eliminating, everything's eliminating. It's not because I lost the pounds. And another thing that I think about all the time is I'm on a ton of carnivore groups, and the majority of people are like, oh, I want to lose this weight. So I always have to comment, this is not a weight loss diet, because you're going to be very disappointed if you think it is. First off, some people lose weight quickly. I did. I am one of the people who I just can lose weight quickly. But if that's all you're here for, it's going to be like any other diet. You're going to gain it all back. You can't go back. If I would have stayed on the clean eating regimen I was on, I still would have all these ailments, but I would still be 60 pounds lighter because I lost that 60 pounds on there as well in 3 months. I would still be thinner, but I'd still be miserable. Oxalate dumping all the time. My psoriasis never went away with that. My depression was still there. My anxiety's through the roof. I couldn't, definitely at that time, could be here talking to you, because I'd be shuddering at the talking like that.
Yeah. I love that you said that, the 3 weeks thing. I've heard that from so many people now. And I guess I want to caution, because it may be different for other people. Everyone is unique, but the depression lifting, or at least for many people, they have this whoa moment where they're like, something's different now in my mood, and just how my brain's feeling. Some people would argue, Becky, well, you know, you had arthritis and you had pain and you had aches, and so of course you're going to be depressed. Do you feel like, obviously that didn't help, but do you feel like your depression was caused by all those circumstances, or was it something deeper going on in your brain?
I think it was deeper. It was actually spiritual too. Very deep connected, very spiritually deep. Being ashamed. Drinking was one thing, an issue that I had had in the past. And praise God that drinking is lifted. The desire to drink has been lifted. And that is something that's amazing.
That's incredible.
Yes.
I don't want to interrupt. I was just going to say, the drinking stopping is another common thing I've heard with so many carnivores, not necessarily drinking, but any sort of addiction they had before seems to, for one reason or another, go away on carnivore. It's almost like those addictions were some sort of coping mechanism to deal with all the inflammation and all of the struggles our bodies were going through. Because everyone I talk to, they're like, Yeah, I was addicted to diet soda. I was addicted to gambling. I was addicted to tobacco, and all those things washed away on carnivore. I just find that so amazing.
Yep. And it's, I just praise God every day for that, because that was a big one. It's very important to me, because it brought me, not that I already, I mean, I already had the self-loathing, the self-destructive attitude. But that just lifted, and I can't be happier with myself because of that as well. I mean, I've got something to be proud of. You know, I stick to things, and I'm never proud of myself for it, but that's one thing I could say I'm definitely proud of.
Yeah, that's huge. You should be so proud of yourself. Like, look what you've done. You've taken things, because the thing is, you're completely going against the grain of everything you've been told. So you got to be pretty brave. You got to be, frankly, weird. I like weird. I like weird people. But you're doing things differently, because most people are, frankly, too chicken. They're too fearful to do what you did. You overcame that fear. Now, look at, you're just absolutely thriving, and you're in complete control, and you're closer to God. You're probably closer to your family and all these other things because of it.
Big time. Yeah, my husband and I have an amazing relationship. And my daughter, even she's happier because I'm happier. Yeah. So it just kind of, everything about me just kind of pushes into my family as well. They see my happiness, and I didn't realize how I was affecting them until it's not affecting them anymore, and how joyful they are. And I'm even more joyful than they are. So I love it.
You mentioned earlier your mood, you have the Zen, you're full of gratitude, you're happy. That is another common theme. I've interviewed so many people now doing a proper human diet that I hear from people. Could you imagine, Becky, if everyone was eating the way we're eating, just for that mere fact alone, if everyone lived their life with that Zen, that gratitude, no road rage, very little anger, every now and then you take a deep breath, but it's just everyone I talk to like that. It's just, they're so chill. I think that's why you have these carnivore meetups and things like that. And it's always like every carnivore I meet, I'm like, I just love that person. They're just like,
It's as if we are just, we're all related in some way. And that's the way that just brings us together, that we all have that same mind.
Right.
I'm getting ready to go to that Dixon, Tennessee. I just booked it today. Didn't even tell my husband. So he's coming too.
So is it a carnivore meetup?
Yeah, Dr. Barry will be there along with some others. I didn't write it all down. I just thought I better get on it now, and booked a hotel and got my tickets. So
is this your first carnivore meetup you're attending?
Yes.
Oh, you're gonna love it. I'm addicted to these things. It's for the reason we just said, like you, like right now we're talking, we're both carnivore, we can relate. You got that energy. But when you get in a room with all of these people, they've got that same energy, that same carnivore Zen. It's something special. Because, you know, we're living in a world where we're the weird ones and everyone's still eating sugar and junk food, and we're kind of the odd ones out. So to be in that group, I absolutely love them. I wish I could go to one like every week.
That'd be awesome.
Maybe in the future. One of the things you said earlier is really cool, is that several people at your church are doing carnivore. Your father-in-law is doing carnivore. It really seems to be spreading. It's hard for me to judge because I just talk to carnivores all the time, but it seems like even here, everywhere I'm looking around, it's definitely gaining traction. People are picking it up, and because there's so many people are so sick of being sick, and it's like we're getting sicker as a society, younger and younger. It's just getting worse and worse. It's almost at a breaking point, it seems.
I've gotten to the point too that I just don't bother talking about it anymore. Because if you want to come to me and ask me questions, and I have the answers, I'll ask. But if it's going to be criticism, like, what about fiber? I've heard that one. What about cholesterol? Your cholesterol is going to be sky high.
Right.
And you ask them, if I send you videos, would you watch them? And they won't.
No.
You know, I'll send you a video on fiber. I'll send you a video on cholesterol. What do you want to know? There's doctors out there that are doing this that know better than you do, and definitely better than I do. Let me send you some. Do your own study, your own research, and they just refuse.
Yeah.
Because no one wants to take, they want to take the time to eat their honey buns and tell you what you're doing is wrong. Well, they've got cereal and honey buns and oats and everything else in their home that they're eating every day. And they've got all these diseases and they're overweight and they look terrible and they feel terrible, but yet they don't want to give this a try. And I'm done.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is you're planting a seed, and maybe if they have to wait too long until they're desperate, or hopefully something serious doesn't happen, they'll at least have that in the back of their head. Well, Becky's absolutely thriving. Maybe I should take a closer look. But I share your frustrations, especially with some of these questions, like you just were saying, what about fiber? What about cholesterol? Some of these things now, I get it, because before I would have been having similar questions, but now it's just like some of this stuff is just common sense when you just really look at some of these things. It's funny that some of the questions people ask sometimes, it's sad that people will, sadly, some people will, they'll get inspired by you, which is amazing. And then maybe they'll change, mm-hmm. or they're going to get desperate. And I'm of the same way of you. You can't change other people. You can't say, you just need to do this. They're never going to listen unless they're inspired to do it themselves or they hit rock bottom. The sad thing with that is some people, they're going to wait too long, or they're going to get something that isn't reversible. I interviewed my buddy, Kent Carnivore, Lee Kopis, and he lost his colon. He's got a bag now. He's got a colostomy bag. He has the rest of his life. And he believes he wouldn't have if he'd found this earlier. I've interviewed other people that have terminal cancer. They believe they wouldn't have had this had they found this earlier. So I always struggle with that, because I took the same thing as you. I'm like, I'm just not going to do it. But then when you have loved ones or family members close by, and you're like, just do it. Like, look. It's working. Just do it. But yeah, some of them, they won't change until they decide to on their own or they hit rock bottom.
I could give you the story of my husband and daughter, for instance.
Yeah.
So when I discover carnivore, and once you discover it, there's no going back, and you become kind of like a extremist in your own household. Since I do the grocery shopping, I have the right to buy the foods that I want to buy, and you're going to eat the foods that I buy. And yeah, I'm going to make you the foods. So when I was like that, which I'm not like that anymore, now it's just that, like with my daughter, she's 12. The other day she asked me to buy her some Oreos, and I said, no, you buy them with your own money, because my conscience will not allow me. I can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
So I said, if you want to eat something, like, she knows everything about me, how it's going. She's very much, she loves meat too, but she loves her sugar. Oh my. So I just found ways to make it sustainable for them. So I make carnivore pizza. I don't eat it, but so I put the sauce on there. You know, all it is chicken and eggs and cheese. And then whatever they want on top, whatever meat they want on top, I don't put any veggies. I just put turkey pepperoni, or I'll do beef, and then I put some sauce on there for them, and they love it. They like that. I have not bought a pizza since I started carnivore. I just make it all the time for them. Another meal I make for them is it's kind of like cracked chicken. It's where it's just chicken and cream cheese. Like last night I did just a big huge thing of chicken with cream cheese, and then my own seasonings I put on it for them. I don't eat chicken. It's not sustainable for me. I would have to eat the whole thing of chicken. It just doesn't satiate me at all. And I don't like it. Eggs, I haven't eaten eggs. I've tried them one time because I was craving them, because my husband, I made them for him, and I love the yolks. And I ate them and I just got nauseated, and I thought, well, it's probably the whites. I'll try the yolks next time. I still haven't gotten around to trying the yolks. And we have our own chickens now, so I just try to do the best I can. When I make them burgers, I mean, we do burgers a lot. I would say we eat burger patties probably 3 times a week. And when I make them for them, I make truffles. So eggs and cheese mixed all together, put in a waffle maker, and that's the bread. Sometimes I'll buy them the buns so they can have regular, but they like truffles just as well. And my husband's basically, I made a carnivore meatloaf the other day for him, but I put bell peppers in it, so he doesn't mind, as long as he doesn't care for the vegetables either. If he doesn't have to have them, he's okay with eating just the meat. But I want to give them variety, just because I don't want him going behind my back. I would find little he works in town. So I would find my daughter when it first started, when I was really crazy, my daughter walked by his truck and she saw a cheeseburger from the local Casey's convenience store, a little thing that they come in. Mom, he ate a cheeseburger. Or pizza, you know, the little cardboard things, the pizza slices come on.
Right.
That's what was happening, though. I was such a zealot that nobody wanted, they were hiding from me. And I know what that feels like, because I used to do that with alcohol. If I had zealots around me telling me I can't do this, oh, you know, I'm just not going to let you know this time.
Right.
So I'm less of that. And I just got to where I laid it all down and said, you all know what's the proper human diet. I will fix you whatever you want within the spectrum of that. If you want vegetables, you want me to buy any vegetables, let me know. I'm not withholding anything. Tortillas, I get them for them. I also made my own for them when I made tacos last time. I made homemade tortillas and stuff like that, but almond flour. And I still keep ingredients clean in my house because I learned that from all the clean eating. Still no seed oils, olive oil, a good clean olive oil, and ghee and butter. For instance, this morning I had a cup of coffee, which is actually two cups, put in this big old cup. And I put a stick of butter in there. And I blend it all up and put my Element electrolytes in it. And there you go. That butter alone keeps me going with energy all day. So I'm learning that the fat that I'm eating in the morning, that butter, is the extreme energy I get. I just get an extreme energy boost. I just want to go all day. And the salt and the potassium and magnesium. A lot of people on carnivore are like, you don't need to take those every day. I do. I enjoy it. I'm not doing it because I need it. I'm doing it because it makes me feel really good, and I'm going to do what makes me feel good. And my father-in-law asked me the other day I told him I had a stick of butter in my coffee. He goes, in one cup? He looked at me. He's like, I said, no, I do two cups, put the stick in, do my drill, and it's good to go. And I'm just, woo, I'm on fire.
That's awesome.
I'm on fire.
That's great with your family. I struggled with my family. I did the same thing you did, kind of push them away. Like, this was too extreme, especially when I first started too, because they're probably like, here dad goes on his 57th diet and he's proclaiming this is the one. And so I kind of get it from that perspective. For a while, all of my girls were carnivore. Now my oldest, she keeps falling on and off. My biggest thing I've realized is I do the same thing as you, by the way, too. I'm like, I'm not buying I'm paying for this stuff. I will not buy anything unless it's something I approve. If you want to do some garbage on the side, I have nothing. I can't say anything, especially with my oldest. She's 19. I'm like,
yeah.
You have your own job. You can do whatever you want, but I'm not paying for it and putting it in the house. But my thing is, I realize some of this is patience. Some of it, too, is like your kids, your daughter. That's a million times better than what my daughters were eating before this, if they're mostly only eating this. So it's definitely a step in obviously the right direction for sure. And my thing that I is, they have this as a tool now. I think about for my girls, if they fall off the wagon or if they quit this, or if they're like, this is stupid, they don't do it. They have this as a tool in their toolbox. So if God forbid they end up horribly depressed, like you and I were at some point, they'll know there's an option, as opposed to the only option I was ever presented was all of these before.
Yeah.
So that helps me. Yeah. That helps me too. On the fat side of things, it took me a while to learn that too. And a lot of people make that mistake on carnivore. They think, oh, it's just eating meat, because they don't do the research like you did. They'll just eat meat. I'll just eat chicken and fish. And it's like, no, you got to get the fat. It's all about the fat. Same thing for me. When I eat butter or a big fatty ribeye, it's like an energy boost. It reminds me of like back in the day when I'd have like caffeine or something. It's like, oof, I'm good to go. Like for the rest of the day now, I've got full on energy. Dr. Yeah. Kilt said that when I interviewed him, he's like, it should be called fativore, not carnivore. It's all about the fat. It really is.
My husband, every time he eats steak, he just talks. He's like, I feel so good. And I told him, this is what you should have for breakfast every morning, because he's the hardest worker I know. That man has the highest work ethic of anyone I've ever been around. Gets up bright and early every morning and goes work for us to provide for his family. And I told him, eat a steak in the morning, steak and eggs. Yeah. But if I don't make it and get it all prepared, then he's not going to do it. So we're going to, this is my grocery weekend week that I'm going to go shopping. Actually, today we're going to, I'm going to Aldi.
Nice.
Getting all my skirt steaks and anything I can. I like getting chuck roasts, and then I slow cook them. I get the biggest ones I possibly can. I was just buying the chuck eye steaks. They're about this big, but you can get two of them and they come up to about a pound or a little more. And I started getting to where I just couldn't, I have to have more.
Right.
I'm eating at least 2 pounds, 1.5 to 2 pounds of steak if I have it. Otherwise I'm just not satiated. And so I got smart and started buying, instead of paying $14 for two little steaks, I get the big chuck eye roast. Sometimes it might be between $25 to $28, but it feeds the whole family and not just myself. And I'm full, and I might even have leftovers.
Mm.
And then I do stew meat a lot. I'll mix stew meat with ground beef and put it in crock pot. I do a lot of slow cooking and my air fryer, of course, but.
When you get your YouTube channel going more, this is just an idea, but these cooking recipe ideas, these things you're talking about, that would be huge. Your story and your story too, and like how you're doing and progressing. People always love to hear updates on that, but there's a big need. People love that. I've done a couple, here's what I cook videos here and there, but everyone always wants more of them. And it sounds like you got some really interesting.
Especially those who have family members or those who just can't see themselves. They need a more variety.
Yeah.
Instead of having your variety be vegetables, have your variety be something like a carnivore pizza.
Right.
If you're someone who needs to partake in something sweet every now and again, have yourself a carnivore cheesecake. There's carnivore ice cream. There's a million things out there if you really took the time to do it. You don't have to go to the store just because it's convenient and grab an ice cream and pie and cakes and wreak havoc on your body.
It's right.
Pretty simple to do. This is the simplest, most freeing choice I ever made in my life. I don't know if anyone ever understands that. You don't have to prep anything. I can take a steak out of my freezer, throw it at my air fryer. It's done in 25 minutes.
Yeah. It's a huge benefit. Yeah. That people don't realize the freedom, because it seems like, oh, this is so restrictive. And it's actually just the opposite. It's so liberating not thinking about food all the time. What am I going to eat? Where are we going to go? It's nothing. I don't think about it at all. It frees up so much additional time. And, you know, on the topic of faith in God, too, we interviewed Pastor Jimmy and Annette in Austin. They've been doing carnivore for a year now. They're seeing a lot of their congregation doing it as well, which is pretty cool. They're not even preaching it to them. They're like off to the side doing it. If people come to them, they have a podcast kind of thing. But that was one of the things he was talking about. And he brought up a really good point that made me think back personally. The first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. We shouldn't idolize things before God. And my goodness, I didn't realize it. Now I totally realize it. But I was idolizing food before carnivore. That's all I ever thought about. What are we going to eat? Where are we going to go out to eat? Birthday party, food, 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 breakfast, lunch, dinner. And he was making the point, imagine if we had that reverence and that energy and that focus towards God, if everyone in humanity did, as opposed to food. Because most people, I think, now have it towards food. I can't blame them. It's an addiction. Like, there's sugar in there. They're highly addictive. And it's all we think about when we have addictions are those addictions. But that was going to be one of my questions for you. The documentary is Healing Humanity. We talked a lot about you and your family. Do you see things differently in the world now? Does humanity need healing? It's kind of I think I know the answer, but what's your perspective on that? And do you see things differently now that you're healthier?
The whole mindset, my mindset has changed towards the way for me and myself. I just, you look at everybody else and just wish you could help them all, and you can't. I know that all the things going and happening in this world today would definitely be a little different if the food was different. And if you think about the Garden of Eden, it's just kind of a silly thing how that's where the first sin was partook in the garden. But I don't know. I think I've always had the mindset that I do when it comes to sin, because we have a sin problem in this country. We have a spiritual problem, but food does help. and giving all these it's like Satan is taking over with all these antidepressants and all these pharmaceutical. Matter of fact, the word pharmacia means sorcerer in scripture. They're a bunch of sorcerers, a bunch of drug dealing sorcerers, and that's what's happening. Sorcery is occurring in this country, and it's that rabbit hole is pretty deep.
Yeah.
And the lies that are being told, that if anyone with a mind to think for themselves can look and say, why does everyone, what's up, what's with the meat with them going against it so much?
Right.
Well, or anything else. If you look at anything that's really, really being pounded in our heads about certain people and certain things, then you can see, I want to look into that. So it's opening up our minds and seeing for ourselves what's going on in our country and in our own lives. And from there on out, maybe we can gravitate and help others.
Yeah.
Which I hope my spiritual gift changes to teacher gift. I have you ever read the book Discover Your God-Given Gifts?
No, I haven't.
It's just different: mercy, compassion person, perceiver, teacher, organizer, all those things. And teacher is not in my, that's not in one of my gifts. Even though I homeschool my children, I still am not a teacher type of person. So speaking to others about things is kind of very difficult for me. Unless I get extreme knowledge myself and I have all the answers, which I never will, who does, then it's a hard thing for me to talk to others about stuff. So I just do my own experience because I can talk about that.
Right.
I am my own experiment here, and it's turned out to be a very good one. And go ahead.
I was gonna say this isn't flattery, but I'd argue otherwise. You're teaching really well right now. Like, your words are really inspiring. And the thing is, you're just teaching about your own experience, which you're an expert on, and you've done a ton of research watching a million Dr. Barry videos. I've done the same thing. So just from the perspective of an individual, I think you could really teach and inspire a lot of people. So if you could give someone advice that's thinking about doing this, but they're too scared to do it, they're suffering, they've got depression, they have some of the issues that you had, what advice would you give to maybe a friend or family that's, they're thinking about this, but they're really scared about doing it?
I would say just go in low and slow. Just start with cutting out the sugar and the refined foods and all the grains and the oils. Just cut everything else out and then slowly move into the next step. And then when they feel okay there, keep on going. Carnivore is just a little more extreme than keto. And I can't see myself doing keto because I just don't need it. I could see myself doing ketovore. I wouldn't mind some pickled asparagus right now, you know, stuff like that. I would say that'd be something I would enjoy, but it's not necessary. I don't feel like I need anything. I think that what I'm doing is right and it feels good. And the way I feel is the best. So if somebody's not feeling at their best, just try it. Just take one step at a time. Get rid of the sugars for sure. I always say that. Get the sugar out of your life. Sugar will change. And the grains. Stop with the rice. Stop with the breads. If you need bread, find a way to make a keto bread. They're out of eggs, and it's very simple. I made the carnivore bread one time with the meat, like a pound of ground beef and all. I don't think I liked it very well, but for me, I didn't like it. I would try a chaffle before I try that, but of course I'm not the good cook when it comes to that bread, I'm assuming. I did a good, terrible job, so tastes like ground beef.
Right.
But that's really all you can do is you just got to do it. You got to take your step. If you're suffering, you just have to change your life. Nobody can make that choice for you.
And in all the research you've done, are there certain books, websites, resources you'd recommend to people that really helped you out?
Toxic Superfoods. Anthony Chaffee's Plants Are Trying to Kill You. It may sound funny to some, But just listen to the guy. He has so much scientific evidence that just shows what plants do to the body, what's in the plant, and how it reacts in the body, and how they have their defense mechanisms. And it just makes so much sense to just look. Just take it all in. Do your research. You don't have to agree with everything people say. There's a lot of things Dr. Barry says I don't agree with. But I know he knows what he's talking about when he's talking about health. So that's the only thing I care about. No one's going to have everything said to you. You're not going to hear what you want. They're not going to say what you want to hear all the time. But listen to what they do say that makes sense. Because a lot of, you can't just take criticize this over here. Oh, it'd be so, you can't live your life as a critic. Open up your eyes and listen and look. And then do. I'm telling you, just do it.
Absolutely.
No one will regret doing this, I'm telling you. And you got to give it a good 90 days, because the first 30 can might be just terrible. I've heard so many stories where people are like, oh, I can't go another day. And I'm trying to talk them into it. Yes, you got to do 90. Just do 90. But make sure you're doing it right.
Yes.
Just do it. You've already gone this far. The first 30 days are the worst, I think. It might be the first six weeks. People are going to have issues up to there with bowels. And you know how that goes. Oxalate dumping and things that can occur, but don't give up and don't get scared. The fear can actually enter into the mind when stuff starts. I remember that happening to me one time. I had something going on for a short term. It was just like one day. And then that fear comes because you're like, oh, I'm just eating meat. Is it the meat? You know, because all the brainwashing that we're told all of our lives. And then it just passed. I prayed about it and it just passed. All the fear went away. And then I just started feeling better and better and better. And you just got to go with it. Everyone that I've seen doing carnivore, 10 years, Maggie, 66 years now, I assume. There's an 81-year-old, I think it's not Maggie that I'm speaking of, another lady doing carnivore. There's many in their 70s doing carnivore. I'm going to be 53 in 2 months, and I feel like I've lost 10 years of my life. I've gained 10 years is what I mean. Not lost. I lost 10 years of oldness and gained 10 years of youngness. So it's just amazing.
On that front, what are your thoughts? Because you've healed so much immediately, and a lot of people do that to heal immediate issues. But what are your thoughts on aging and sort of long-term carnivore?
I believe that it definitely slows the progress of aging. Age is just a number. And I believe that if we had eaten properly all of our lives, like Maggie, look at that woman. I mean, she's reckoning. She's got these muscles and her body looks like a 30-year-old body. And I mean, her face looks more 60 than 80. She's 83 now, right? She was 82 last year.
Yep.
She's just, and she's, like you said, she had more energy than you did, didn't she?
She did.
carrying around big old buckets full of food stuff?
Put me to shame. Yeah, she could have picked me up and carried me across the field, no problem. But her mind, too, that was the remarkable thing. Her mind, we had to keep reminding ourselves, this is an 83-year-old woman? Like, her energy, her everything, you just had to keep reminding yourself, sharp as a
cat. I totally think it reverses dementia. Absolutely does.
Yeah.
And like I said, my father-in-law was kind of getting a little long on his sermons, and it just seems like things were dragging on in church about a half hour longer than usual. And then he's did the first month into carnivore or so, first, second month, it just all changed. Now he started in August of last year as well. I started August 28th, and I think he's probably a couple weeks ahead of me. And everyone was very concerned about him. You know, Dad, you need your vegetables. But it works. Doesn't matter what age you are. I mean, I believe if I keep going this way, unless God has other plans for me, I'm going to be healthy and live for a very long time.
Yeah, absolutely. So many of those diseases that get us in older age is just long-term inflammation or insulin resistance, and we don't have those issues anymore. I think eating carnivore is probably gets rid of almost all of the inflammation better than anything we could be doing. So dementia, Alzheimer's, cancers, they say a lot of the cancers are from chronic inflammation for years and years, decades and decades, you end up with cancer. But that was one of the big things when we did this documentary. At first, it was going to be called The Carnivore Diet Documentary. It's going to be all be about carnivore. But what I've realized more is the reason I'm so successful in carnivore is because I'm returning to what's natural for humans, eating as natural foods as possible. And the vaccines or smoking cigarettes or doing drugs or just staring at this thing for 12 hours a day and not getting any sunlight or exercise is an escape from what's natural. And we're getting further and further away from what's natural as humans. We're getting sicker and sicker. It's really quite evident, but I guess it's hard for a lot of people to see when they're still in that brain fog.
Yep. I'm glad that I found your group.
I am too. I don't know if we'd be talking right now if we didn't. That's pretty cool.
Not only that, I've already been grounding. I'm always barefoot. I don't wear shoes in my home. I don't wear shoes outside. The only time I wear shoes is when I'm going to church or if I'm going to town. I got my flip-flops. I live in flip-flops if I go anywhere.
Nice.
And my boots to go hunting. If I'm going to go out there to go hunt, then I got my boots on. But for the most part, I'm barefoot and I'm always in the yard. And now, even before I found your group, I got a little chair out in my front yard and it's faced towards the sun to sunrise. But at 5:30 in the morning, the sun hasn't rose yet, but I'm getting the natural light. Sometimes I'll wait till 6:30 to go out there, get the natural light in my eyes, my feet in the bare grass. And you can just feel it's my circadian rhythm is just amazing. I wake up on the ball now every single day. It doesn't matter how much sleep I get, I'm just on the ball, awake, energized, and ready to go.
That is awesome. For those that are listening wondering what we're talking about, Jen and I started a free group. It's completely free. It's on Facebook. If you go, I think there's a link in the description. On Facebook, I'm Homestead How. And it was just Return to Natural. When I started carnivore last year, I did this every morning. I heard someone talk about it on YouTube, but the importance of getting natural sunlight in your eyes, first thing in in the morning, it's natural. First of all, it resets the circadian rhythm. Like when I started doing that last year, my sleep got so much better.
Oh, yes.
And that plays into your hormones and your immune system and depression, anxiety, all of those things are tied together. So I did that last year. And so Jen is carnivore with me now. I'm like, let's do this again. We were just starting to do it ourselves. Like, why don't we do a group? And then we can then we can be more accountable too. Let's like make sure we do it for 30 days. And we started doing it. And Becky posted her story and pictures, and other people are posting like they're doing yoga or stretches, or someone over in Asia's doing it. It's been pretty cool. It's been a fun way to motivate each other.
But I'm enjoying the pictures.
Yeah, me too.
Like the mountains and the ocean and the things that aren't near me. I live in Missouri.
Okay.
So you know how it is out here. It's just kind of little flat, lots of trees, but pretty flat and no oceans, just lakes. But I do get to the lake. It's about 40 miles away. And we've been going almost every weekend just to try to take a day and so I can ground in the water.
It's so cool because it's like you start with carnivore, you fix your diet, and then it seems like everyone that does this, they start improving other things, just like you. Exercise, grounding, sunshine, fresh air, return to nature. And then the other thing that I've started to learn recently, I interviewed Dr. Kiltz, and that guy is – everyone that meets him says the same thing. This guy's like a next-level species of human. Dr. Chafee, too. Like this guy's operating on a different level. He doesn't seem human. And
no,
I think part of that is we're healing our brains doing this carnivore thing. We don't have the inflammation anymore. I use this analogy on my channel before, but it's like if I injured my knee in high school and it needed surgery, I would never be able to strengthen my knee until I healed my knee. And I feel like we've healed ourselves, our bodies, and our brains on carnivore. And now we can kind of take it to the next level that we couldn't have otherwise if it was still in need of being healing sort of thing. So it's really exciting what you're doing and so many other carnivores I see. It's like it starts out with the food and then you start adding all these other layers and really just what is it doing? You're like living your life to its fullest potential and becoming
doing things I would not be doing. I wouldn't be going to the lake on the weekends, out on my four-wheeler. I wouldn't be doing any of that because I wouldn't have the energy. I wouldn't, even though I love water, being around it. Last year I went to Florida it was still miserable. I can't wait to go again when I'm actually feeling present and here, you know.
That is, I know I mentioned this briefly earlier, but that is really the driving force behind the documentary now too, is all of these health issues we've talked about already. But if you ignore all of those, which frankly, most of humanity does, everyone just, oh, that's just the way it's always been. Everyone's always been sick and diabetic and cancer rates have always been rampant. It just becomes this new normal because everyone's in it. But what you just said, you couldn't do this. You didn't have the energy. For me too, I had the brain fog. I was always fatigued. I was always tired because I was sick, because I was putting the wrong fuels in my body. I was sick. So I'd come home and I'd plop down on the couch and I'd do the bare minimum. And I had goals and hopes and dreams, but I would never go after those because I was too tired to. Now that I'm doing a proper human diet, I'm doing all of those things. And it's like all of humanity should be doing those things. That's just simply fulfilling our potential as human beings. Like everyone should be doing that, but most people won't do that if they're addicted and stuck on this standard American diet their whole life. They're going to live their whole lives never feeling like how you and I feel right now, with no inflammation and all this energy and gratitude. It's such a shame.
Amen.
Yeah. So this has been a great conversation, Becky. We've talked for over an hour now. It flew by. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing your story. Becky is just starting a YouTube channel at Jesus and Carnivore. I'll have a link in the description below. Is there anything else you wanted to shout out or where people can find you besides the YouTube channel? Or is there anything else you wanted to mention before we wrap things up?
I'm pretty much on all the carnivore groups out there. Sean White's carnivore group. I don't know if I'll ever make any videos. I'm going to try. I'll try to learn about that. So when I do learn, then other than that, I don't know. It's scary. Awesome. It's very scary.
If you need help, I'm happy to help on the YouTube stuff. My advice to people is always don't try to go for perfection. Just do it. People just want to hear your story. But even like cooking videos, there's a big need for them. It's like, oh, I'm just doing the video for the sake of it. But no, you could help someone where they're like, oh, I'm going to fall off. I need some variety. Boom, here's an idea from Becky. And then there's a video or there's some inspiration or some words with it sort of thing.
I enjoy yours just walking around.
Yeah.
What you did about when you were walking around, I don't know if you were barefoot that day in the snow or something.
Probably.
It was a cold day. I just love watching all your videos. They're very inspiring, and you're the one person I always say you need to watch. Homestead How, Homestead How, Homestead How, and Kelly Hogan for women. Yeah. I always tell every woman on those groups, go look at her, because they're always so worried about weight loss, and I tell them you need to not worry about that. Throw the scale, toss the scale out. Don't worry about it.
Kelly, I second the Kelly Hogan one too, and she's been sustaining this for such a long time. And she's got so much energy. Again, it's like the example before. You see someone like that and you're like, I want to be more like that person. What is she doing? Kind of thing. She's incredible too.
Yeah. What is she on?
Right? She's figured something out. So awesome. Well, your story is so inspiring, Becky. I really appreciate you sharing it. Thank you so much. Everyone check out Becky and check us out. Jesus and the Carnivore, and then also join the group. It's just a free Facebook group. You can see Becky on there. You can see me on there. I just posted one on the ride over here, actually. So thank you so much, Becky. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Carrie.